All right, Otto. For the teams, third, fourth, and fifth, what went wrong for Otto Sitterly today?
Well, we didn't win the race. That went wrong. So,
Did you lose too tight, maybe?
The 7 car, I think that I got into DJ early in the race. He did a crossover, and it bent my right front nose wing. So we were snappy kind of loose. So that means the car would push in the center really bad. It wouldn't hold. And then as soon as I would try to gas it up, the car was really loose, especially at the end of the race. And then, of course, you know, I tried to get around some of the lap cars the best I could, and they're racing their own race, so I don't want to say anything bad, but just a couple of instances with lap cars, I feel the way the race outcome was, it probably cost us pretty good. But then, of course, you know, we're all pretty disappointed with the two running out of fuel. It just somehow or another, it blew the fuel out of it. I saw it happening early, and I knew it was going to be a bad situation. It was.
Early on, you saw the 55 go by, and then eventually the 2 was able to keep up with him, but you quite weren't. Was that after the wing issue?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The 55 started ahead of me, so they both drove away. I was able to sort of get around some guys early, but I noticed the 55 I thought was running too hard. I wasn't really worried about him for the 200. I was concerned with the 2 car was the one that I knew. I called it 2 weeks ago. It was probably the sleeper in the field. But then just my car, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but it just isn't right. I probably wrung out everything I could out of mine. And like I said, I ran into DJ when he did a crossover. And that probably hurt me all the more.
I've been asking everybody this. I pretty much have a good idea what you're going to say about this. How would you sum up your 2016 season?
Yeah, I don't know. It was nothing. We had nothing terrible happen to us. We didn't blow any motors or lose any cars, but definitely glad it's over.